Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Authorities in Virginia say at least two people have died after powerful storms tore through the eastern part of the state today, bringing the death toll from storms that hit parts of the south to at least five. Three people were killed yesterday when tornadoes touched down in Louisiana and Mississippi. Bill Bunting is with the National Weather Service and says it doesn't appear the wild weather is done just yet.
Once again today we've had reports of tornadoes and unfortunately some loss of life. But the message that we want to stress at this point is that these storms are still ongoing and into the evening hours will be a very dangerous threat for tornadoes in these areas.
Tornado warning is up for an area of southeastern Virginia, including Waverly, Virginia, where the two people were killed. Other areas, including parts of suburban Washington, D.C., under a tornado watch. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the inability to access electronic evidence is a threat to public safety. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on Lynch's latest reaction to the FBI's legal battle to force Apple to unlock an iPhone that belonged to one of the San Bernardino shooters.
The attorney general's asking the House Appropriations Committee for $38 million to develop better tools to access encrypted data. Loretta Lynch says judges regularly direct third-party tech companies to provide what she calls reasonable access to information.
We owe it to the victims and to the public whose safety we must protect, to ensure that we have done everything under the law to fully investigate terrorist attacks on American soil.
Apple's challenging an FBI request to unlock the phone of San Bernardino killer Saeed Rizwan Farooq. The company warns of a slippery slope and says it would infringe on its customers' privacy. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Iran has reportedly arrested an Iranian-American man whose son was already in prison. The State Department will only say it is aware of those reports. NPR's Michelle Kalman has more.
When the U.S. and Iran announced a prisoner exchange last month, one Iranian-American wasn't part of a swap, Siamak Nalmazi. He was detained last October by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. His mother now says in a Facebook post that her 80-year-old husband was taken to Iran's notorious Evin prison this week. She calls it a nightmare and says she's worried about her husband's health and trying to find some more information about his detention. When asked about this at a Senate budget hearing, Secretary of State John Kerry says he's, quote, very familiar with the case and engaged on it, but he says he can't elaborate due to privacy considerations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says he is backing Hillary Clinton in the race for the Democratic nomination. Reid, the top Democrat in the Senate, says he waited till after the caucuses, his home state of Nevada, to make the announcement, not wanting to be accused of rigging the caucuses. On Wall Street, stocks gained ground after a rise in oil prices. The Dow closed up 53 points today to 16,484. The Nasdaq was up 39 points. The S&P 500 gained 9 points. You're listening to NPR News. The Senate has easily signed off on President Obama's nominee to head up the Food and Drug Administration. Senators voting 89-4 today to confirm Robert Califf after some Democrats delayed action in a protest over what they say is the agency's failure to address the growing problem of opiate painkiller abuse. A cardiologist and medical researcher, Califf has been the FDA's number two official. He'll be tasked with wrapping up the administration's ongoing slate of initiatives. The oil and gas industry may be emitting more methane than previously thought. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports on new estimates from the Environmental Protection Agency.
Methane is a potent greenhouse gas. It can leak from wells, pipelines, and compressor stations, among other things. The new data show the oil and gas industry's contributions to overall methane emissions are higher than previously thought. At an energy conference in Houston, EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy said the administration is not planning to turn a blind eye to that fact.
The data confirm that we can and we must do more on methane reductions in the oil and gas sector.
The EPA released draft rules to cut methane emissions from oil and gas in 2015. Final rules are expected later this year. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
New York may still be the Big Apple, but it is no longer home to the bulk of the world's billionaires. That honor now apparently belongs to Beijing, Chinese capital beating out New York with upwards of 100 billionaires in residence as opposed to 95 in the U.S. financial capital. Studied by a Shanghai firm comes up months after reports suggested China as a whole has more billionaires than the U.S. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.